This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Afternoon here on WEEI Afternoons. It is a beautiful spring-like day here in Boston and all over New England. Nick Fitzy Stevens. We are, you're not going to break my mood. I went for a nice run. Sun's out, guns out, shorts on, baby. I am feeling good. And the Patriots free agency, when you sleep on it, I think it looks even better on day two.
I think this is ultimately hilarious. I need to check and see if, like, there was a watermelon next to your bed last night and, like, Alien Andy woke up today and took over and, like, a body snatchers thing. You accusing me of not being able to break your stride or foul up your mood is utterly hilarious. And you trumpeting and cheerleading for the New England Patriots after uncharacteristically aggressive shopping spree part two, defensive boogaloo yesterday. A downright laugh riot, sir.
Give me a little sunshine. Give me a little warm temps. Give me a little money spent on good football players. It's not the be-all, end-all, cure-all. Do I still have concerns about your New England Patriots? Obviously. If I'm Drake May, I'm still wondering, hey, when I turn my back, who's going to protect it? You got to have somebody protecting your blind side. Maybe that's Will Campbell. Maybe I'll fight Ted Johnson about that at 3 o'clock because more and more it looks like you're going to have to acquire your starting left tackle in the draft, whether that's number 4 overall pick Will Campbell, whether that's trade down and get Kelvin Banks, whether that's Mike Giardi's guy. Does he slip into the late first round or second round?
Joshua Simmons out of the Ohio State, OH.
Some of those, somewhere in that group of collegiate left tackles, would-be left tackles, you're going to have to find a starter. And you still got to find me a wide receiver. Now, there's still possibilities out there. Yes, Dan Ball, early interaction. Proceed.
This is directly to Fitzy. I.O., continue.
Thank you very much. You can't leave that unfinished.
Yeah, I hate the Ohio State.
Well, so do I. I'm married into a Michigan family, but if you start a college rally cry, you have to finish it.
No, I put a bullet in that rally cry.
If I were to go hooey, you know, someone else has to go pig suey.
Yeah, I'm not doing that on the radio either. But yes, there was a lot of good movement initially yesterday from your New England Patriots. We're going to continue to parse through that, react to that, see if day two has changed any of your thoughts, because there's certainly, as I perused the internet, Fitzy, and various columns and verbal reactions and different things, it wasn't unanimous A's. There were some weird low grades in there. I think most people probably are somewhere in the middle as they sort of settle on needs that were checked off, but needs that continue to exist for this team. We'll get into Milton Williams, who's the big fish, $26 million a year. There are even some people that have, I don't want to say concerns about him, but questions about can he live up to that money, because he's leaving a really good defense where he was surrounded by really good talent. Now he's going to come here. He's going to play more with less around him, and he makes more money. So immediately the expectations are going to be higher. He faces that challenge of kind of rising. We'll see if he's up to that. But all told, I don't know how you can wake up today. Hell, I even had to call the Easy Pass people and only waited 26 minutes on hold before I got through while driving to work. And even that wasn't going to be a bad thing because a very nice woman helped me out very quickly with what I needed. So, Fitzy, the flowers aren't quite blooming yet, but in my world, the flowers are blooming in Patriot Nation.
All right. Well, here we are. It's almost Wednesday. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, that was a Fitzy-like open to a Six Rings postgame show, wasn't it?
I always begin with a Foxborough filibuster to set the stage on the postgame show for a couple minutes. Sometimes I have to yam jam just because we have some connectivity issues. But I like to set the table on the day, and then off we go, and then drunk people, miscreants, and whatnot call in.
Good day, mate.
And it's a good time had by all. Literally halfway around the world, no less, sometimes. So I too am not just fine. I am not even just content. I am most pleased with the work put in by Mike Vrabel, Ryan Cowden, the Wolf of Ball Street, the Kraft family, who authorized the $246 million, I believe, guaranteed that was spent yesterday. 160-something guaranteed, 250-something overall. That is some big money. That is not cheap change by any stretch of the imagination. I like the direction that that half of the football team is headed. And if the other half of the football team, led by Josh McDaniels, an experienced multiple Super Bowl winning coordinator, is half as competent and is as aggressive throughout the remainder of free agency and into the draft, Andy, there is reason right now in Patriots Nation fans should take heart and be not just happy with the efforts put forth by their team, but they should really be looking forward to each and every step along the way. I don't want to just rush right to the first Sunday after Labor Day right now. I can't wait to hear about minicamp. I want to hear who pops, who flashes, what's going on. I can't wait to go to training camp. I think there's going to be actual buzz again. Remember last year, we did some live shows. We did a whole lot of Six Rings. There were empty stands. Yes, I understand the days were very hot. There was not a lot of star power on the practice fields behind Gillette. Now there's going to be excitement because of Mike Vrabel's football team that thus far has adopted the tone, tenor, and style of their coach. And to all those outlets that gave the Patriots a D or an F on some of their signings and their grades, clickbait, thy name is Sports Illustrated. Come on now. It's not perfect, but you have to be reasonably impressed with what they put out yesterday.
Reasonably impressed is a great way to put it. And it's funny that you bring up the training camp practices, the stands, the buzz, because I do think that's an area where they may still be lacking. Because when I look at those signings, we always talk about the jersey test. Which one of those jerseys would you go buy, Fitzy? You get your kids. They grow fast. So kids like yours, they go through jerseys every year or two.
There was a sale at Patriots.com today. I preemptively purchased, while on sale, larger sweatshirts for them to fit into next year today, because that's how fast they grow.
Absolutely. But what jersey would you buy them from yesterday?
From yesterday?
Yeah.
Ooh, there's a chance I might be getting some Williams.
D tackle jersey.
Remember, people used to wear Seymour's big say 93 would be often found in a round. But number 75, I would say, in the first half of the dynasty, Andy, that was a top five seller behind Brady, Branch, and Welka.
I don't know. Maybe. But I also think back then, Risky. It was, I don't want to say ironic. It was alternative, I guess, is sometimes either people, A, already had the Brady, and it's like, well, what second jersey do I want to get? You know what? I want to go as far away from the quarterback star power position as possible. I'm going to get the nose tackle. He's awesome. Or I'll get a Logan Mankins jersey. Or
real football fan.
Yeah, big save.
I'm going to get the long snapper, bro.
You're not at that now. Now it's like, whoa, no. The first jersey I buy, and I guess to be fair, the first jersey you buy is probably one of the two holdover stars from a year ago. It's Drake May and Christian Gonzalez. And they're probably one and two in that order back and forth. I still think both of those guys, if I were buying a jersey, would be atop my list ahead of anybody that they signed yesterday. To me, they acquired really good football players at a number of positions yesterday. They didn't acquire star power, because the reality is star power is usually offensive. Star power is usually quarterbacks, people who throw the ball or catch the ball or rush the passer at a high level, or stop the passer at a high level. And I'm not sure Milton Williams fills any of those criteria.
Not yet, but if we see him in action, if he's tearing through the Patriots' makeshift plaster of Paris offensive line in practice sessions and training camp, if he flashes in the preseason or has a couple games early on where it's like, whoa, boy, this guy is going to command an immediate double team, we could see a little star power jersey move. There would be a little merch mania for old Milty there. I also would like to add this, that now that he played a full healthy season, sure, he missed the final game of the year in a preventative measure after he was diagnosed or at least put in the protocol following the debacle against the Chargers. I think now that he's played a full season, Christian Gonzalez's star is on the rise even more. And if anything, it may get bigger now because he's going to be part of one of the possibly five best cornerback tandems in the NFL with Carlton Davis by his side. So I could see Gonzo's zero jersey also moving the needle a little bit this coming year.
Oh, absolutely. I think May and Gonzo are by far your two top sellers until you prove otherwise. And there were opportunities out there. Like DK Metcalf would have been a jersey that I'm guessing the second that trade goes down, you have pre-orders splash page. Is that still a thing? Is this 1997? Pre-order splash page on Patriots.com where they're like, we'll take them, we'll take your money, we'll figure out how to get you a jersey. He would have been one. Davante Adams would have been one. But I still think there's even opportunities to add star power splash. I think Cooper Kupp is a guy that if you were able to acquire Cooper Kupp either via Shime's idea, throw a late round pick at the Rams so that he never hits the open waters and just bring him in.
It's such a no-brainer to me. I'm legitimately sitting here wondering in conversation with you why the Patriots haven't done it now. It's such a no. Well, it's been the money, Andy. It's got to be they got to hope the Rams cut him so they can renegotiate the deal. It's got to be the money.
Or it's on the other side of the negotiation. I think maybe there's a chance that the Rams do one of those Cooper Kupp has done so much for us. He's earned the right for freedom. You know, a little Tom. He's not Tom Brady. But, you know, he's earned the right to decide where his future takes him. We're not just going to grab a seventh-round pick and ship him to Siberia, as they call it, New England. That was my theory, is they're just giving him a little bit of a veteran. Now, if somebody said, we'll give you a second-round pick for Cooper Kupp, I think they would have to be like, hey, love you, mean it, much respect, franchise legend, but they're offering a second-round pick. I got to ship you somewhere. But I don't know that anybody's going to do that with the fact that he hasn't played a full season in 4 years? 3 years?
Since 2021. He has missed parts of 22, 23, and 24. But 24, up until the tail end of the season when there was a little bit of the check engine light coming on and he somehow started getting phased out of the offense, in 2024, he flashed again. I don't think I need remind anybody, like when the Patriots foolhardily sent a zero blitz at him to open the third quarter because they couldn't really stop the Rams' offense in the first half, and Matthew Stafford dropped a 68-yard.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Drop in the bucket for a touchdown.
So obviously we are still reacting to Patriots free agency, all the moves across the NFL, the moves that could still be coming. The lists are pretty picked thin. Cam Robinson is still out there if you believe he is a high-end left tackle. I don't necessarily believe that, but we'll continue to react over the next 4 hours to anything that happens. 617-779-7937. You can call, you can text. And Fitzy, reacting to our jersey talk, I like this one from the 617. The only QB jersey I own is Grogan. After that, it was Johnson, Brewski, Harrison, Mayo, Hightower. That is an old school hardo. I like the tone of it right off.
That person drives a Ford Pinto to the Patriots tailgates and probably still smokes Kents.
But he's proud of the fact that the only QB, his QB is Grogan. Forget that frickin' Brady guy. Get out of here, you pansy.
Hey, Stevie Neckroll was an absolute legend.
Oh, 100%.
It also helps when you have the greatest guard in NFL history clearing people out of the way for you on your naked boots to the left.
No question, man. He was part of the record-setting running attack in those late 70s teams. He was phenomenal, and some of his yards per attempt, he would have games where he'd throw like 12 passes, but every one of them was like for 60 yards or something. He put up some crazy statistical numbers, but we are reacting. Fitzy, what was your favorite? So if Milton Williams is the guy you might consider buying a jersey for, and next segment we'll get into what the pushback is against Milton Williams, but if he's the guy you might consider buying a jersey for, what was the best overall move yesterday for the New England Patriots? What will have the best impact on the Mike Vrabel coach New England Patriots right out the gates in 2025?
I can't believe that it's going to be a guy that I was vastly unfamiliar with until yesterday, but the more I read up on, the more highlights I watched last night, as one in many of us probably did a lot of cursory YouTube highlight comp reel searches, Robert Spillane may have the most immediate impact of all of the players signed yesterday and may most immediately fit into and become fan favorite with his playing style, with the fact that he's been healthy. Spill, as the Hoister reminded us, he is nicknamed one of his favorite teammates from a couple of years ago in Vegas. This guy just has football menace 101 written all over him. And Andy, not since, of course, previously the days of Brewski, when there was a linebacker flying all over the field making highlight plays fans loved, followed by a linebacker that wore the same number, different playing style, but was as clutch as anybody ever got in Dont'a Hightower. Spillane has big shoes to step into. Doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that's going to be afraid to try to step into those shoes or be daunted by the challenge. So I'm fired up to watch him play.
Yeah, I am too. I'm a linebacker guy. I don't have all the jerseys that the texter just enumerated on the text line, but I like linebacker play. And no disrespect to Juwan Bentley, but Juwan Bentley's the kind of guy you can read the post-game book and say, wow, you really had 12 tackles? I can't really remember more than one or two of them. I feel like, because a lot of them happen 6 yards downfield.
I can remember
just
one signature play he made, Andy.
Yeah, yeah, and that's my point. Whereas Spillane, I think, is a guy who you're going to be like, oh, my God, he's everywhere. When they run, he's there. When they run wide, he's there. When they throw to the tight end, he's there. I think he's going to put up, and obviously the last couple of years, he's put up basically 150 tackles two straight years for the Raiders. I think he's going to be making plays, so I think that's a good one. But I'm going to go with the, I think, semi-obvious one as well. So Milton Williams is a consideration. I think Robert Spillane, consideration. Somebody might say Harold Landry. I'm going to say Carlton Davis. I think he is a cornerback that when you pair him with the young all-pro superstar and you say, this guy could be probably a bottom six number one corner in the NFL, there are teams, hell, the Patriots in past years at times might have said, oh, yeah, that guy could be our number one corner. Now he's your number two corner, a veteran presence, a guy to help Gonzalez improve. But also, when Gonzo reaches the point where teams are just like, yeah, I'm not going to throw at him. I'm not going to throw in his direction. It doesn't work when I throw in his direction. Now you're throwing in Carlton Davis's direction. He can take advantage of those opportunities. And the trickle-down effect that allows Jonathan Jones to either, well, assuming he re-signs, I think I have a good feeling that he may re-sign. If he re-signs, he's either in the slot or he's playing some safety. They're giving you multiple corner looks. Marcus Jones is in the slot. I think the whole secondary falls into place better with the arrival of Carlton Davis. I think we're going to look back on that and really marvel at the fact that they invested, right? They overpaid. They paid handsomely.
$18 million guaranteed a season. You know, he can earn up to 20. That's not top of market. He's not in the Surtain, J.C. Horn stratosphere. He
right.
got, you know, Charvarius Ward also right there with him yesterday, $19 million a season. That's what you're going to pay top of market for a CB2/1.
And I just think that's such a marquee position. That is the marquee position they checked off was cornerback, right? You know, I don't think they checked off marquee pass rusher. They certainly didn't get a tackle or a wide receiver. And we'll get into Mac Hollins as well, because we got to talk about where he fits in on this team and where he fits in the landscape of, you know, whatever he brings to the table, walking barefoot into every stadium and the whole, I don't even know what that is, shtick.
Vrabel is going to love him.
Is he? I mean, he signed off on it. I'll say this, guys. I'll say this about the one little thing about him. When other fan bases immediately take to social media to decry the loss of a one-year wide receiver who is also a part-time special teamer and costumed entrance maker, saying, oh, no, this is a huge loss for us, you got to think you gained a little something. Some of those intangibles you can't deny this team needs, Andy.
Yeah, just put shoes on. That would be my response to that. Just put shoes on when you arrive at the game. Maybe a shirt, too. No shoes, no shirt, no play.
I was ripped like that. I wouldn't wear a shirt all year.
They're all ripped like that. Hell.
He is absolute jacked.
Ted Johnson's jacked, but I want him to have a shirt and shoes on when he enters the studio and joins the show. I mean, there's certain decorum in this world. Yes, Dan?
Preferably a happy shirt when we see him.
Yes, a happy shirt. So 617-779-7937. Continuing to react, Mac Hollins is yet another third or fourth wide receiver on your New England Patriots. The defense has been bolstered for Mike Vrabel. What jersey would you buy? But bigger question, what holes remain for your New England Patriots? Do you have dreams? I listened to Jones and Keefe, and they continue to have dreams that you're going to get Jacoby Myers, Cooper Kupp, and Cam Robinson, and you do that, and suddenly this is a playoff team. Are you dreaming those same dreams? 617-779-7937. Patriots offseason, Patriots free agency is in full sprint, and we're talking about it here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, we go to Dan Ball, my friend, the ball buster, the ball washer, and he's going to tell you what's trending.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy,
StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.